Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.
Getting into your adulthood years is really just getting excited about different cleaning gadgets. I found something that I don't know how I've gone my whole life without having, and that is a backpack vacuum. Okay? We actually were at the Kirkwoodland County Regional Center earlier this morning because we're getting ready for Gowntown.
Yep.
Plug. That's this Sunday, by the way, if you want to join us. So we're like getting the dresses ready to go and getting organized and stuff and whatever. That doesn't matter. We walked in and this guy is vacuuming a room with a backpack vacuum. And I turned to you and said, "Where do I get one of those? I don't care how much it is. I want one."
I just think it's funny that people our age want the Dyson, the latest Dyson, no, whatever. And she's like, "Screw the Dyson. I want a backpack vacuum." Why?
Because pushing a do you get sore after vacuuming? Because I do. I get sweaty. I get sore. And I think having it just on my back instead of pushing it around and ramming into stuff would be so much easier.
I think I would be sore with it on my back because it would eventually get heavy. It's like, in college when you had to bring every freaking textbook with you to class.
Yeah.
It would remind me of that. But I feel like the only reason you truly want to do it is because you want to look like a Ghostbuster.
I didn't even think about that.
That's what I thought. I thought the whole time you wanted it was because you wanted to be like a Ghostbuster.
I didn't even think about that. Now I need to order one of those jumpsuits, and I need to order me a backpack vacuum.
I don't even know where you get
that. I would actually be excited about vacuuming, I think.
I'm vacuuming every night.
I will vacuum anything if it's on my back.
The worst thing that could possibly ever happen while taking the dogs out almost happened to me Friday night.
I can think of a lot of things. Did they get off the leash?
No.
Oh, what is it?
Well, here's the thing. Took the dogs out when I got home Friday after leaving here. And here's the thing. Evie is always on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Zaw, he's a little wiener. He ain't going anywhere.
Right. He's got little legs.
He got little legs. He ain't going very far. So we don't put him on a leash. And we have a big backyard.
Yeah.
Technically, it's the neighbors, but they said we can use it. So
nice.
It's awesome. So we use it. Honestly looks like a field. It looks like a field, almost like the woods, kind of.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like. It's nothing. Deer are always back there.
Okay.
That's kind of it for the most part. And stray cats, too.
Mm.
Lots of stray cats. So I'm taking the dogs out, minding my own business, and I see coming down the driveway, heading towards us, is what I thought, a cat. I'm like, cool, stray cat. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I see the white stripe.
It's a raccoon.
No.
A skunk!
A white stripe. And I was like, oh my God.
No.
What do I do in this moment? Nobody teaches you what to do in a skunk moment.
No, I don't know what to do either.
I know in a fire it's drop dead. No, it's drop roll off the ground.
The goal is not to drop dead. Normally.
That is the goal, isn't it? Stop, drop, and roll. That's what it is.
But like deer, I know you're supposed to honk at them and that scares them out of the way, right? What do you do with a skunk?
I don't know. They didn't teach me in school what to do. And I know what to do with a bear. Like, but where am I going to see a bear?
What do you do when there's a bear?
Stop dead and drop dead.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I'm like, I don't know what to do with this skunk, but this skunk is heading towards us.
Yeah, and if you scare him, is he gonna...
What do I do?
Do the thing.
Zaw's not on a leash. Zaw loves cats. He loves to play with our two cats at home. So I'm like, he's gonna go think, kitty! Let me go! Kitty! So I'm like, what do I do? I had to pick up Zaw off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Evie, better stay near me. I'm like, what do I do? So, like a movie, out comes my mouth. I go, oh no. Luckily, the skunk heard that and whips his head up and sees me and goes, oh, I'm not coming over there.
Mm.
And turns around. Thank God. Because I still don't know what you do in skunk moments.
I don't either. Because I'm assuming is it like every other animal where they're more scared of you than you are scared of them?
Do I stand still? Mm. Do I blink 3 times? What do I do in skunk moments?
Do you act like you're spraying them? And just go, get away.
Get away. Back.
Back, I say.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You've heard of catfishing, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new term going around in the dating world, on the dating apps. Kitten fishing.
Oh, man, I was hoping dog fishing would get in there.
That would be good, too. I think kitten fishing sounds so adorable, but it's not really all that adorable. Catfishing, obviously, we have had TV shows about it, and it always is like, how did somebody fall for that? How did you really think you were dating Katy Perry? And I think now...
Yeah, I'd fall for it for Post Malone.
I'm sure you would. But I think now most people are, like, really aware of catfishing, that maybe it doesn't happen quite as often, where you're literally dating someone that isn't who they say they are. So kitten fishing is what people are noticing more of, when a person online presents themselves in a little bit of a misleading way, whether it's, like, inflating their job title, saying, oh, I'm the CEO, when really... You're just part of the sales team.
Some people be just saying CEO on their thing. And I'm like, what are you the CEO?
Of what? Yeah, what are we
yourself?
The CEO? Yeah, well, yeah, your house. I don't know. It could be with your job. It could be like really photoshopping your photos or filtering, retouching. But it's basically people maybe with the best intentions trying to put their best self out there to the point where you meet them and you're like, you're not quite who I thought you were. You don't really look that way. Turns out your job isn't what it is. Maybe they lied and said, I'm really into Taylor Swift, to try to like get on your good side. And then you find out.
And then you quiz them about Taylor Swift.
They don't know the difference between folklore and Evermore. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's these smaller lies and exaggerations that maybe in theory aren't as big as pretending to be, I don't know, Katy Perry on a dating app. But after you find out about it, it could ruin and sabotage any potential relationship. I know you were on the apps. It's been a while now. Did you ever have any
kitten fishing was 100% happening.
Really?
Oh, 100%. About people's jobs.
The jobs shake me a little bit.
Well, the amount of times I just say CEO, and I'm like, what are you the CEO of? Mm-hmm. I'd like to know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would see that a million times. The photos, fine, whatever, because... I think, let's be honest, everybody
does it.
Is kitten fishing on their photos.
Yeah.
I can't even be like, I didn't do it. No, I did. I did. If you go through my photos, there'd be like a couple of photos where I was a blonde because I changed my hair color a lot, but I looked cute in that one. So it's like, there'd be a couple of photos where I'm a redhead because again, I changed my hair color a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so then it's like, what are you right now? Are you blonde, redhead, or are you a brunette? So it was just like, well, I looked cute and skinny in that photo, so I'm going to pick that one over the... I wasn't picking all of the most relevant photos. I look like a rat sometimes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
So everybody kitten fishes.
I guess you're right.
Go to my Facebook right now. I'm kitten fishing.
Okay.
Because look at me now. You know, when you're looking for coffee tables, you have to kind of go in with, you know, some priorities.
Yeah.
Some things that you are like, I need this in a coffee table.
Not just that it holds your coffee?
No, I drink it before I even sit down on the couch. I don't need the coffee table to really hold coffee.
So you went shopping and I guess I didn't realize there was a list of requirements.
Well, here's the thing. Me and Neighborman, we are dinks, which is a dual income, no kids. If you don't know what a dink is.
Yes.
Household. So what we need a coffee table might be different from what other people need a coffee table for.
True.
Right? You're like, oh, the kids might get crayon on it. Or, you know, I got to think about that. Mm-hmm. I got to think about... something that's big enough for all the kids to be around, and maybe we can play board games or something. We
no pointy edges, so they don't crack their head on it.
Girl, you could be a mom.
Well, look, I'm not. For a reason.
You thought more than I did. Well, so our priorities were very, very low. I was like, I just don't want a coffee table that's to the ground. I don't want something that's really low.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted something that had storage, which I didn't even think about that, really.
Oh.
I guess I didn't really think about having... a need for storage. And he's like, think about it this though. We could put like board games in it.
Mm-hmm.
Could put like snacks in it.
Mm-hmm.
The controllers in it. Like, we need something with good storage.
Yeah.
So we went to Slumberland. That's where we got our couch from. And we were like, we got to find the perfect coffee table. So we went perusing, and one by one, we're like, no, that doesn't meet our expectations.
Right.
No, no, no. We land on one. So freaking cool. It opens in three ways. So it's a big, fat, long coffee table, and it opens in the middle, and it kind of goes up, and it's really big and wide, and I think it's perfect for like board games because you know I love board games. Mm-hmm. We're like, this is great. Board games go in the center. Then on the left and the right-hand side, it also opens up, which is great because I sit on the right side of the couch and he sits on the left side of the couch. So we almost have our own little like cubbies on the coffee table. And he's like, think about it. Snacks. This is your cubby for your snacks and this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him this morning, I'm like, as soon as we get this coffee table, it's coming in next Monday. We're going to go shopping for snacks fill our coffee table.
I mean, I know you're saying it's because you're a dink with no kids, right? Dual income, no kids. But if I opened that, I'd be like, there's mall madness and goldfish. I think a child lives here.
You come to find some of the strangest things when you look at houses. I have come to realize, and I've only seen a couple houses so far.
Yeah.
And we, neighbor man and I looked at another house yesterday, just casually. And, you know, we're like, we never really think it's going to be the one, but she's just, you look and you see what could happen, right? We're going through the house and we're like, okay, it's going to need some work. That's fine, right? We get upstairs and it's just your typical two bedrooms upstairs. But neighbor man noticed that there was a little, I don't even know what you want to call it, like a little door with a latch on it. In the one of the bedrooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every single time, I think it's a murder room. I don't know why, but I do. Don't tell me you wouldn't. Okay?
I don't know.
Every time I'm like, why do you got a latch on it? Why you got, what are you trying to hide? Bodies? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just always think that, okay? So he's like, I don't know what's in this, but I'm going to open it.
Bold.
And I, immediately, because we're upstairs, I'm like, it's going to be some boring. If it's not bodies, it's just going to be insulation. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually when you open those things, it's something like just extra attic space.
Yeah.
And it's boring. It's like they just never ended up using that space when they built the house.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was something I've only ever seen in movies and in television shows. It was fantastic. He opens the latch, and inside was like a kid's playroom.
Oh.
You ever see that in like, I think it was like in TV shows. I forget what TV show it was. I swear to God, they had it in like that one with the dinosaurs, the little kids. I forget what it was. The kids' bedroom had like a little playroom, a hidden playroom. I swear they only ever have it in movies and TV shows.
Ah.
I really wanted one when I grew up.
Yeah.
I remember in my bedroom, I was like, how do I break down a wall without my parents knowing so I can have a hidden playroom?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what I couldn't do that because I was like, they're going to find out. So I just changed my closet into like a hidden little playroom and I'm like read my books in there.
Okay.
But this was an actual hidden playroom. It went pretty far deep and it had like cute pictures on the wall. You could tell the kids definitely were allowed to play with crayons and color on the wall. It was
cool.
I was like, I want to buy this house only because I'm going to make this my crafting room.
I was going to say, what would you put in there?
It'd be a crafting room. Do I make it my own little playroom? You know?
So you can color on the walls?
Yes! Put little beanbags down on the ground. You know, put some cute little like fairy lights on top. And then I color on the walls every night. You can't find me. I don't know where I'm at. I'm hidden in the little playroom.
It's Destiny's daycare.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's cold out there.
Wow, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Well, you just ran out there because you can't find your keys.
Yes,
how was it?
Freezing. I wasn't wearing a winter coat, but I was like...
Bad.
I know, but
naughty
I was like,
list.
I could only be out there for 2 seconds. I just got to look for the keys for my car. And it was stupid cold. Was like running. You know, you ever be out for only like 2 seconds and then you feel like all of your joints no longer know how to work?
Yes.
That's how I was, and I was only out there for 2 seconds, and then I'm trying to run back into the building, and I'm like, I don't think those joints know how to run anymore.
Mm.
They need oil or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like, they just hurt so bad, and I wasn't out there that long.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody has to work outside today...
Don't. Don't be like Destiny. You need to have all of your skin covered.
Well, yes, but I'm still saying your joints gotta hurt, mind.
Well, yeah.
Tell your boss you ain't running today.
Well, nobody told you to run. You just did. Or tried.
I did, and it was horrible. Don't do it.
So stay inside.
Uh-huh.
Grease up your joints. and try not to go outside. And don't run. Don't try. It's bad.
No.
You're going to break down.
Anybody who enjoys running, how are your joints doing today?
Creaky. Sore. That's how mine feel. Told you I've been really wanting to go bowling, and I did it this weekend.
In real life bowling, not Wii bowling.
It's funny you mentioned that. Yes, because I could not stop saying how much easier Wii bowling is than real bowling.
I'm good at Wii bowling.
So am I, but I go bowling, and it was fun, but I'm so bad.
I'm not good until, like, the second or third, like, game.
No.
The first game, gutter every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't hit maybe a strike until, like, the second or third game.
The amount of gutters my ball saw is unbelievable.
You need to ask for the Rams.
Well, no, because my boyfriend Curly was like, we're not doing bumpers. And I'm like,
yeah, you need the bumpers.
I need the bumpers because I'm really bad. And then we also had like a family who was in the lane next to us with two really, really little kids, which were adorable to watch.
So then they had
the slide.
The dino slide.
Yes.
It's always a dinosaur. It's freaking cool.
And I was.
I want that.
So bad that eventually.
They offered it.
No, Curly turned to me. He's like, you should ask to borrow that. And I'm like, you shut your mouth right now because I'm trying to have fun and you're making me feel bad. And now I feel even worse about myself because I think I'm sore from bowling. Like my wrist hurts. My body hurts. And I did go to the gym over the weekend. So I'm like, maybe it's that. Maybe it's the combination of with bowling. But I feel really dumb for saying that I'm like, my body hurts from bowling.
No, bowling is a true thing, man.
But it turned, he is
this
too.
This is why I'll never join a league. I'm not. Look at me. I couldn't do it.
Dude, I feel like people make fun of it for like being a sport on ESPN. Those are athletes.
Those are athletes,
I want to see what their wrists look like because they got to be beefed up.
Workouts.
I'm not kidding, dude. I can't hardly move my hand. It hurts so bad. That's a true athlete right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do wrist workouts. And I'm sure they do more.
It's crazy. My wrist really hurts.
She's going back to the Wii after this.
I am, and I also will be hopefully less bad because it was like brutal, really. I was so excited. Friday night we were gonna go get all you can eat sushi, and guess what? It didn't happen because you know what went wrong? My boyfriend Curly is impatient. That's what
well
went
for
wrong.
Sushi I would be too.
Well, here's the thing about us.
I love me sushi.
I know, right? But most of the time, we are homebodies. I've said it a million times. We are order food, pick it up, bring it home type people. Mm-hmm. Almost always, especially on Friday nights. But we've been thinking about going out for sushi all you can eat for a long time. And I don't know why we picked Valentine's Day to be the day. Because that wasn't even
rookie
like,
mistake.
I know. And I had told him beforehand, like, hey, listen, this is going to be like hit or miss. Either there's going to be tons of people or we're going to luck out and it's not going to be super busy. So we pull up to the place and it's packed in the parking lot. So I'm looking at him like, I'm okay not eating right away. We've been wanting this, so I'll be patient. And he's like, yeah. Okay, let's like go in and see what it's like. People waiting in the lobby, outside of the door. There's tons of people. So he goes up to the reception desk, I guess, and was like, okay, there's two of us. They had a list because there were so many people. It was all couples. Add yourself to the list. And then he comes walking back to me immediately and doesn't even say how long the wait was, but he goes, should we abort mission? What's the backup plan? I'm like, okay, so we haven't even been here for 30 seconds and you're already giving up. He's like, it's going to be at least an hour. Look at all these people. Like, we got to go. And I'm like, okay, fine. That's fine. Maybe it's not meant to be. We'll come back and do it another day. But I didn't realize that he basically refuses to wait to get seated at a restaurant because he just wants it and he wants it now. Which I'm like, it's kind of a bummer. That's a little red flag from you, mister.
Really?
I was down to wait. But he was like, where we go? What do we do? What now?
Play video games on your phone and you wait the half an hour to an hour.
Well.
It depends on how cranky you are, though.
Well, I didn't even think he was cranky, but he was like, we got to go. We got to go somewhere else. I'm like, well, what do you want? Drive through? It's Valentine's Day. I'm not doing that.
Nothing is sexier than the dollar menu. I'm telling you, I'd be down for that.
Well, next time I'll have him call you, I guess.
I might be a serial killer. I'm not, actually. I would like to make that clear, but you might think that after I tell you how I eat something.
I think that because you keep saying it.
That's weird.
But you know, like, okay, we judge about how people eat cheese sticks, you know, like string cheese, I should say.
It's not meant to be bitten into.
No.
It's called string cheese for a reason.
So string it.
Seriously. Anyways.
Those Girls Incorporated feel very strongly.
I do. I really do.
So we think weird things of you if you don't string it, okay?
I do. I look at you sideways. I'm not going to lie.
Same. But I think you're going to do the exact same thing when I tell you how I eat. I'm going to butcher this. A Ferrero Rocher. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. The fancy little chocolates.
Thank you. Well, I got that for Valentine's Day from Neighbor Man. He surprised me. I didn't even know I was going to get it. I was like, oh, wow. I hardly ever eat this. I probably have only had them like 3 times in my life. And he goes, I know. You don't spoil yourself with good candy.
They are bougie.
I know. But I'm like, here's the thing. Don't watch me eat it.
Because
I don't eat it like a normal person eats it. Normal people probably just throw it in their mouth or maybe take one bite and then munch, then take another bite.
I think I bite it in half.
And then, yeah. And finish it. No. Here's the thing. Before I ever had one in my entire life, I watched a YouTube video of Adrienne Bailon from the Cheetah Girls. You would remember her, okay? Yeah. And she was talking about how this was like one of her favorite snacks, okay? And she eats them weird. She likes to eat them layer by layer. So she nibbles on them. Almost like sometimes people do with Kit Kats, you know?
Okay.
And so she does layer by layer. So I don't know what the first layer is. It's kind of like
chocolate.
A nutty, like a little like nutty type layer is the first one. I eat that first. And I just very nibbly get that off. And then I get to the next layer. Mm-hmm. It takes me a while to finally get to the chocolate in the nut. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going layer by layer. And okay. It's all because of her. Because I'd never ate it before. I saw that she did that. I'm like, oh, that would be fun. And so that's how
okay, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a business opportunity for you.
What do you mean?
Because the first thing I think of, do you ever scroll on TikTok and end up on the weird side of TikTok Live where people slowly try to peel an egg without cracking it?
Yes.
I think you should live stream yourself.
Eating it?
Nibbling it layer by layer.
That's like an OnlyFans thing.
And you know what? Somebody would buy it.
And you know what? I'm going to be making rich.
You should. My boyfriend Curly brought something up to me that has kind of boggled my mind that he saw on TikTok, which is, you know, your pets know their name. When you say Luna, she's probably going to turn her head. Or my cats, Romeo and Toulouse, they know their names really well. Sometimes they ignore me, but you can tell they know their name. He was telling me that he saw on TikTok, people are introducing themselves to their cats because you gave them their name, but they don't know your name. Because have you ever turned to your animal and said, hi, Luna, my name's Destiny?
Oh, no, I've never done that.
Neither had I. But then he got up, walked over to our cat, Toulouse, and he goes, hi, Toulouse, I'm Curly. I'm your dad. And then he went over to Romeo and did the same thing. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I guess I have to introduce myself to my cats, too. I don't even know if they know my name is Taylor. They know I'm their mom.
Yeah, that's the only thing is they do know me as mom because neighbor man will be like, Luna, do you want to go snuggle mommy? Or because Evie was snuggling me really well. He's like, Evie, are you snuggling mommy so well? Mm-hmm. He doesn't say Destiny. The only other thing, too, is like, I do this really stupid thing where I will hold the conversation for the 2 months.
You and the cat.
Yes. And then, for instance, I'll be like, hi, Fat Mochi. And I'll keep the conversation going as if I imagine Fat Mochi responding back to me. And I always say, hi, Mom. Mm. And I'm like, hi, Fat Mochi.
Hi, Mom.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, that's really embarrassing.
So he knows me in my head. He knows my name because I go,
hi, Mom.
In my head, he talks like that.
Well, okay, that's one way to do it, I guess. But maybe you can go home and introduce yourself to your animals.
I should. I really should.
Because they don't know who you are, besides Mom, I guess.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's been a murder.
I didn't do it.
You're right. We got to talk about what's going on with Duolingo. Okay?
Okay.
It is everywhere on TikTok. If you didn't know, Duolingo is like an app and website where you can take like foreign language language lessons.
I was gonna say, that's all I know.
We used it in Spanish class.
You did?
Yeah, we did. Because you play fun games and it's like an easier way.
What? Your Spanish class is way cooler than mine.
It was like the fun activity. Like, oh, we got through our lessons. Now you can go play on Duolingo.
We had a book.
That's too bad. Anyways, with this Duolingo brand, they have a mascot who is this cute little
owl.
He has been murdered. Okay. Full name. Duo Kishana Renee Lingo has been murdered.
Have we had a funeral? Like, what's happening here?
Well, okay. So here's the thing about Duolingo is their social media is like very much Gen Z. They're on every trend. They're always doing silly like challenges and stuff like that. Even when TikTok was, you know, like went dark that one day and everybody was exposing their secrets before it got shut off.
What did they expose?
They unmasked the owl.
Who was underneath?
Some guy.
So is he dead?
I hope not. That's really sad. But there was, you know, this owl is all over their like TikTok and stuff. But then I think end of last week, they posted, "It is with heavy hearts that we inform you that Duo, formerly known as the Duolingo Owl, is dead. We're aware he had many enemies, but we kindly ask that you refrain from sharing why you hate him in the comments.
What?
If you feel inclined to share, please also include your credit card number so we can automatically sign you up for Duolingo Max in his memory."
Okay, that was genius.
And then they ended it with...
automatically sign you up.
Yeah. "We appreciate you respecting Dua Lipa's privacy at this time."
Dua Lipa?
Well, apparently people were shipping the owl with Dua Lipa because Duolingo and Dua Lipa, they really wanted them to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Dua Lipa has now shared it.
Oh, no.
And said, "Till death duo part."
That's hilarious.
Their profile pictures on everything used to be the owl. Now it's the owl with X's on his eyes.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, he's dead. And apparently this all happened, by the way, because he was hit by a... he was hit by a Tesla Cybertruck. I don't know who was driving it. And... that's it. Now there's tons of other companies like making fun of it, being like, why did they kill off their owl? Like, nobody really knows. But then I did just check their TikTok actually a couple minutes ago to be like, what's going on?
Do you have an update on the owl?
Well, no, he's still dead, but I think they posted
some respect on his name.
They put a thing saying they were trying to hit a goal, and I'm guessing it's how many lessons people complete on Duolingo. They want to hit a certain number to maybe revive him from the dead. So this is some sort of marketing scheme.
That is genius.
But why did we have to kill him?
Because I'm about to download it to help the bird come back.
why did he have to get hit by a Cybertruck?
I don't know. It's kind of genius.
It's not the first time this has been done, because if you remember, Mr. Peanut got killed off.
Oh, yes.
Back in 2020. And they brought him back.
Uh-huh. Can you just imagine? I sometimes just wish I could be a fly on the wall during these like marketing meetings for these companies. And somebody just walks in and goes, "I got a genius plan.
We kill the owl."
And they probably were all like, "You're crazy."
Everybody else is like, "That's a stupid idea." But then they're like, "No, wait, listen."
Here we are a week later and the owl's dead.
I'm a sucker for a good game of rock, paper, scissors.
That is so weird. Random, really.
And I had the opportunity to probably play the most epic game of rock, paper, scissors, one that you probably would have seen on TikTok and it would have went viral. And I didn't play it.
What?
Let me explain. So where me and Neighbor Man live right now, it's some houses in the city of Cedar Rapids, you have a good distance between you and the neighbor. And sometimes the houses are really, really, really close to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, where we live at right now, the house that's next door, it's really freaking close, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he's in his gaming room and we have the curtains open and the house next door has their curtains open, we are like looking at each other and I can see they got like pimples on their face, yeah, and they can see the same thing with me. We're that close.
You're having like a lunch date.
Exactly. So we had our curtains open because Luna, she was in the room and we wanted her to see out the window and all that fun jazz. We left them open for the day. And then at nighttime, they were still open. And across from us, I think must be a kid's room. I've never really paid attention before, but there's these two kids playing rock, paper, scissors. And I noticed and I was like, oh my God. How cool would it be if I'm in the next door house over being like, me next, rock, paper, scissors. Like, oh. I don't even yell it out the window, right? I'm just playing rock. Like, they can see me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, rock, paper, scissors. Would that not be the coolest thing as a kid? That you're just playing rock, paper, scissors with your siblings. And the next door neighbor, through their window, is starting to play rock, paper, scissors with you. I'm like, that would have been the coolest thing ever. But then part of me is like, well, this could also be really creepy. You know, what if the parents walk through the door and they're like, what is this neighbor doing playing rock, paper, scissors with my kids? So I decided against it. But I'm like, God, this would have been such a cool, epic game of rock, paper, scissors. I don't know them. They don't know me. But we're just bonding through these glass windows playing rock, paper, scissors. But I just didn't want to come off as a freak.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Oh. Oh, really?
Well, I think... Can you imagine? They'd be like, who is this deranged woman playing rock, paper, scissors with my kids? Normally, I'm not really into making specific fitness goals. I'm just happy if I'm, you know, moving. I'm getting to the gym a couple mm-hmm. times a week, and that's fine. But I have a fitness goal that I don't even know where it came from, to be honest with you. So I want, I would like to be able to, I have to explain it to you a little bit. You're sitting on your butt.
And okay.
Your hands are next to you. And your legs are straight out in front of you. I want to be able to push up off my butt, legs straight, and then you bring your legs in and through and then go into a headstand.
Okay,
I want to
so
be able to do
yoga
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, probably. There's probably a yoga name for it and I don't know what it is, but I want to be able to do that. And I don't know what triggered it for me. I was trying it on our living room floor.
You were
two
bored.
Nights ago? Yeah, probably. I was like, I wonder if I can do this. I might have seen it on TikTok and that might have inspired me. But I can lift myself up off the ground. And my boyfriend Curly was like, wait, that's actually like pretty impressive that you can do just that. And I was like, well, then I think I can make it harder. Okay. Because, you know, I get a little competitive.
Yeah, you do.
So I was like, okay, I really want to be able to get up into a headstand. And he's like, that's really hard. And I'm maybe halfway there, I would say. So I told him, I was like, I'm going to practice this and I'm going to do it 3 times every night mm-hmm. until I can be in a pike position, lift myself off the floor, bring my legs mm-hmm. through and get into a headstand. I'm going to do it 3 times every night. That's it. And then I'm going to get it someday.
Can I add one to it?
Oh, God. Okay.
Can you do the splits?
I don't know if I still can, to be honest with you. I haven't tried because I'm scared that I'm on tear or something.
Okay. Well, Becca, who is a fan of Z102.9, I know she listens to the show. I don't know if she's listening right now. I used to cheer with her in college.
Mm.
And she could do this most sickest thing ever. And it's almost exactly like that. Okay. So she could lift her body up. She'd be like in the splits. Okay.
Are you going to say a handstand? I'm bad at those.
Yes. So she'd lift her body up and she'd bring her legs up to in a split position, up to snap uh-huh. into a handstand. It was the sickest thing I've ever seen. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I want to see you do it now.
I think if I try that.
I'm going to ask you to do it all the time. I'm like, because we'll be here at work and we'll be like, I don't know, having a party. It'll be Thanksgiving here. And I'll be mm-hmm. like, look, I don't have a party trick, but look at my co-host. Mm-hmm. Look at Taylor. Mm-hmm. Look at her party trick. That's her. You're going to now be my party trick. So I'm going to need you to learn.
This was supposed to be for me, and you're making me into an accessory.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.